Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paranormal Truth Seekers. I'm Ricky, your host for this evening. Welcome back, my returning listeners. If it's your first time tuning in, please click that follow button. Feel free to enter the live chat and talk with us there. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us this evening. Like the intro said, this is Ricky. I'm here with my guest, William, tonight. And we're going to have a great show tonight, so let's enjoy it. We're going to dive right on in. So how's it going tonight, William?
Oh, going great. Very good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been looking forward to doing this for a while. They're always fun for me. I've enjoyed it. We have some good listeners. Hopefully a good audience tonight. We got a lot to discuss and a lot to talk about. It.
Yes, we do.
Let's dive on in. What do you got for us?
Well, I love sharing truth, and I will say that when I first got here, there was no energy in this room, and I think you felt the same when you arrived. And now, since you know you've got everything hooked up and set up, it feels like more energy has come into this place. One of the topics I wanted to talk about tonight is of spirit protection.
Mm-hmm.
And as a medium, you know, I've learned that we can be attacked several different ways, mm-hmm, and not realize it. And it's always best to make sure that whenever we get into a situation where there could be a haunting, there could be, you may not know exactly what it is or what's going on in a home. Mm-hmm. But you need to, the prayer of protection, there are different stones that I always have with me, the hematite, black obsidian,
mm-hmm,
are very good stones for protection and for energies. I carry salt. Salt is a good way to protect yourself. I discreetly carry it in my pocket with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easy thing to put, you know, if you have something you're not sure about around your home, it's a good thing to put around windows and doors,
yeah,
openings in your home. So, it, you know, I've walked into a situation before where I was taught somewhere and volunteered to someone. And lo and behold, there was a not-so-good spirit in the home, and I happened to release it by accident, and I had not done the proper protection for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And for about a two-week time, I had difficulty with a demon, you know, attack.
Mm.
And so I always, before I do anything, before and after, there's a prayer involved, and there's always pre-protection going on before I go into a situation.
Okay, so you use both physical and spiritual protection then?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They said you were attacked before. What happened in that situation?
That situation was, we were informed that there was a spirit in the home. We were given access to the home. Apparently the girlfriend of this guy would not come into his home because of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So not knowing myself any information, which was not a good idea to go into to begin with,
mm-hmm,
went in there trying to find the spirit and remove it from the home. Well, we go in, and I'm with a friend of mine, and we don't, you know, find anything. And then I got a reading or inclination that the stereo, something to do with the stereo.
Mm-hmm.
And without protecting myself, I used a pendulum trying to pick up energy. And once I did that, I released that thing.
Mm.
After the fact, I found out that stereo had been in a fire up in Michigan. It had been moved down here to Georgia.
Yeah.
So it was involved in a trailer fire up in Michigan where two people died.
Hmm.
So, you know, a lot of what we do is trial and error. That was a big error on my part that I won't ever do again. Mm-hmm. And I advise anyone that if you're working with a pendulum, what I refer to as a spirit board, there be a prayer prior to going in, a prayer as you complete what you're doing.
Right. When you say spirit board, is that the same as a Ouija board? Kind
of? Yes, same. As I just refer to it different. You know, people think the Ouija board is bad and they hear that name. So I just, if I use it, it's because I'm having trouble communicating.
Yeah.
And I may have a question and I will use it to communicate with my guides. And, just as I hear wandering spirit, I don't know, for sure who I'm speaking with there again. I trust ones that do come through, that they're only good spirits, only good things come through that board I use. Mm-hmm. And it's for helping others. Just like any tool of the, spiritual or a gun, it depends on the intent, the intention of the user.
Yeah.
People that set out and they want to try to talk to a spirit, they don't know who they're talking, I don't advise that whatsoever. And I don't advise doing it with the wrong intent. Everything that you do, regards of the spirit world, you do with respect and you do with good intentions.
I've heard that too. People do say, I say Ouija boards, that's how I know it, that it is dangerous unless you know how to use it. In your case, it seems you do. It's protection and such like that. So I guess in that scenario, it would be a good tool to use. Maybe if I can learn how to protect myself better, I can start using one of my
There's nothing wrong with them. Like I go back to the intent and what it is you're trying to do. My preferred method is my physical hearing, mm-hmm. which is a strong gift. I actually had a spirit that would not communicate with me that way. I had to go through the spirit board to communicate. And once he started talking with me, I asked, "Will you physically talk to me?" That's my preferred method.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. I put the spirit board down. And we communicated physically that way. And eventually that was a crossing over that I was able to do.
I think it was a trust issue, or is that why you would want to do it?
Think about it. A lot of people are wondering spirit have never spoken to anybody before, or they've never had anyone that can hear me or hear them, is what I should say.
Right, yeah.
And that's all needed of them. A lot of times I get, "You can hear me," in the form of a question, like, "How,
mm-hmm.
is this possible?" Because
everybody else is ignoring me, but you're hearing me.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with you? How can you do that?
Yeah.
So they can be skeptical. That makes a lot of sense too.
Yeah, because it's just as a lot of it is new to myself, it's new to them as well. And then too, it's sort of like coming up to a stranger you don't know, and you don't know if you should trust them or not.
Yeah, you got to earn that trust first, and I guess through the spirit board you did.
Oh, you're right.
And they agreed to talk to you physically. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Some of them, would prefer the spirit board because it's not a direct physical communication, so to say.
Right, yeah. Okay, so like spirit boards are basically a homemade version of what they call the Ouija board, which is actually made for kids, surprisingly enough.
Yeah, it was, started out as a kid's game and was pushed that way. And, over time, everybody got scared of it. There is reason. You can do the things if that is what your intention is.
Right.
But if you look at it from the standpoint of what is the intent of what you're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
you changing me from that.
So that's a good thing you brought up. If you're messing with those boards, learn how to protect yourself first. And if we're back into protection, what else do you want to share about that?
Just absolutely. Anything to do with the spirit world, I'll reiterate, they deserve our respect.
Yeah.
And we should always, in our trying to communicate with them, show that respect to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they appreciate that. And in my communication with ones, I'd say thank you for coming in or thank you for sharing. And I get feedback that, like, you're welcome or, I love you or, just you never know what they're going to come back with. They appreciate that.
Yeah, they were human once too. They're just basically people without bodies.
That's correct. Yeah. So, whatever you do, dealing with spirits, if it's, pendulum work, picking up energy, going to old homes and you're investigating, surround yourself with protection and others around you as well.
Definitely a good thing to do. And like you mentioned, salt, which is considered a very pure mineral,
mm-hmm.
but it blocks negative energy from crossing over.
Right.
Oddly enough, one of my favorite shows, Supernatural, comes on TV. Like these two brothers that go out and do ghost hunts or they fight demons and spirits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One of their biggest weapons is salt, and they will, block windowsills, door sills, and all that.
No, they can't come through with that element,
mm-hmm.
placed, where it is,
mm-hmm.
and, around the building that we're in tonight, twice a year, we'll put salt out.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that whatever comes in here is not bad. And I don't deal with evil spirits. Other than to help ones cross over and get away from ones like that. But stay away. Don't invite them because there is good and there is evil.
There is good, evil, there's neutral, all spectrums of existence.
And you need to know what you're doing first and foremost before you get involved with anything like that.
If you get into the wrong thing, get in over your head, and it's too late to get out of it.
Right. Myself, as a medium, they don't like us. They know that, we can do things with them as far as cast them off and what have you. They stay away until they feel like they can come in. It's also like a surprise thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been in places, they don't attack you right there. It's also like they're going to wait and catch you off guard and do it, that they can.
Now, based on your experience with demons and negative entities, what is their intent? What are they trying to do?
They, most of the ones I have come across are ones where I have crossed over spirits that they were holding in places, and they would come in mad, wondering to know where their captives were.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had that, and then I've had ones that would deliver threats to not return to a home.
Mm-hmm.
Not return to a particular location, or it would be bad.
When you say the captivity of other spirits, are they feeding on their energy, or is it a power thing, or control thing?
Power control. You don't know what they were like in the time that they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what they did. A lot of them are bad. They've done something wrong. They feel like they can't move on. And that being said, they trap others and keep them here. So that they can't move us. It's a domination thing.
Yeah, okay. That's about it. So basically, like angels and demons, people compare them to apples and oranges.
Right.
And they say demons were never actually human. other people say they were, and over time it came demonic. What's your stance?
Oh boy, you know, you hear about the fallen angels out of heaven. There are a lot of those that are here. There's certain times during the year where they go rampant, and you see people that do things they wouldn't normally do. It could be that they're being attacked by these things and don't realize, you know, because a lot of people don't know they're here. They are. We want to do everything we can to be aware and stay away from these things so that they don't come and enter our lives and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If they were a abuser of, say, drugs and alcohol in their lifetime, and they come back into a home, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
They're looking for ones that have the similar, that have done similar things that they did. When they were living, and they feed off of that environment.
So it's the energy they're feeding off.
Right.
That is a similar environment when they were alive.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I went into I was invited to go on vacation, and it was suspected that there was a demon there. And I had picked up one that had committed suicide in the front part of the home, drugs involved. Didn't know, you know, those were the details that I had picked up on, as a medium. And I walked into the home, and I was able to tell the person that was recording me as I do a walk through that this is where it happened, male, and went on. And I walked out of the house, and I said, there's drug activity here in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, you know, situation you don't like being right.
Yeah, interesting. So let's say they got rid of the drug activity. Would it then leave without the energy?
If they were to, my advice to the Bat family in that case was to leave that home, burn it, send it back to the earth, because you don't want to be around and it's not going to leave. Now, I do believe that if one were to change their ways, that, okay, you know, they're going to move on.
Right.
And they're going to go find someone else that are doing the same type of things.
Mm.
So they can feed off of them and aggravate that family.
Is that what you would call a psychic vampire?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. And that was exactly what this case was. I knew when the first thing I did when I got to that home, I walked through around the home, and I picked up a grandparent, a guardian angel, or a spirit guide, better word, around the home. And on the outside, it was like it couldn't go in.
Hmm.
But it was protecting the children in the home. And once I got into the home, I knew exactly why it was, you know, why that relative spirit was there and what they were doing.
So were they being blocked from going into the house by the negative entity?
Yes. Yeah. Because a lot of times they can't, I don't know exactly how all this works, but a lot of times, like, my guides will come to me in cases where a demon was holding 12 or 13 souls.
Yeah.
And they, you know, have tried to free these souls and, you know, get them to cross over.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they couldn't do it without calling on me for my help, and my intervening and getting them to cross over.
Yeah. It's kind of the way it sounds, that the negative entity actually has more power than they do to keep them outside, but they can't even come in and help them out, so they have to go and get other sources of
right,
like the mediums,
right,
for example, would do.
Now, ones that have crossed over and come by, they're very, very, very powerful, and they're powerful in numbers.
In numbers, right. Like people, like the power of prayer, for example, the biggest one I've heard is when they called upon the archangels for help.
Right.
Like the archangel Michael, which I guess is the strongest archangel.
Oh, I wear a necklace of Archangel Michael as another form of protection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you find, going back to protection, you find what works for you and what you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the prayer. And I keep it in my wallet. It's a little card, and it goes through, you know, if you're in a time where you're being attacked and you need the Archmichael to come in and help with the situation, you play that prayer.
Yeah. Okay. Now, is there a specific situation you'd want him over others, or does it matter?
It's like everything is different, or every situation is different. That was the main, you know, that was the big one there, for, you know, going in and seeing a home, knowing someone had taken their life there, and knowing what was going on in the house.
Yeah.
That was just totally different.
Okay.
Than anything I've done. And then that demon, the next day, came back and visited me here at this location.
Mm-hmm.
And gave me a warning not to go back. I already knew I wasn't going back. I had told the investigator that I had gone with. I said, I can't go back,
mm-hmm,
because he doesn't want me there. And it could be bad for me, or it could be bad for the family. And I don't want to do anything. You know, I've gone in and I've told you what I know and what went on there.
Mm-hmm.
If the family's not going to listen and or seek help, which we were trying to give them, there's nothing more we can do.
You know, we've
done our job, or what we were asked to do.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I have so many questions basically about this whole stuff. I guess we can start with this. Now, comparing like physical protection against
right
spiritual protection, which would be more beneficial or which is more powerful?
I would say more the physical aspect.
Okay.
Because you can be attacked, not know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen people with scratch marks on their arm and all different going on. And sooner or later, you know, if you don't get out of this, if you're in a situation like that, I advise you get out.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth what could happen. I've heard of fires being started in the home. I've heard of, you know, scratch marks on the back, scratch marks on the leg, kids being tortured.
Mm.
You know, it's not worth it. And you get out of those unwanted situations.
Not the scratching, for example, when they say people get scratch marks and they have to scratch in threes. That
right.
It's demonic, that it's mocking the Holy Trinity.
Yes. That's what it is.
So that's basically, if you get scratched in that situation, then the message, that description, is more than likely demonic.
Right.
And that's when you probably want to go into the, you know, the power of prayer against something like that.
You definitely, you know, it's time to bring someone in that will go room to room and say prayer, get the salt out, get vinegar, there's another source you can put out in a room that that helps. If a child is experiencing, you know, say they have something they say is in their room, you don't know.
Yeah.
Put a little cup of vinegar on their night table. Put a little saucer of salt. And maybe something may or may not make the child feel better. Knowing that that protection is there, and if something were to, you know, nothing happened, they're going to be okay.
I've got an interesting message from Angela here. She said her house burned down on Christmas of 2016, shortly after her brother's ashes were delivered unexpectedly to her house.
Yeah.
So I guess, Angela, are you saying that the house burned down after you got those ashes? But while we wait, we can continue here.
I did have a situation a couple of months ago with a lady in a farmhouse. She collects rugs and sells them, and she encountered a spirit that had not been there before and wasn't sure what was going on, had sent me some photos to look at. I was able to see, you know, what was there, and advise her, ended up releasing, freeing, there were spirits there that were traveling, a bunch of, I think maybe 12, that we eventually ended up crossing. I had a spirit guide help me with this. And anytime that I get involved with something like that, you don't want to tick the spirit or demon off because you don't know what they're going to do to that homeowner. There are situations where I know I can't go on that property. I can try to do what I can from where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to set foot on that property, things might happen in a negative way for the family living there. And you don't, you know, don't want to mess around with that.
No, definitely not. Angela gave us an update here. She said that the ashes were at her dad's house, but he was having weird stuff happening at his house, so he sent her brother's ashes to her. And I guess that's when the house burned down. She said that something was attached to the ashes, but it wasn't him. Have you ever heard something like that?
Yeah, I've heard of things happening within families. Maybe a, I don't know if this is related or not, but demons like will be upset with one person, but maybe that person is their self-protected, and they can't touch that individual.
Right.
So they're going to go to a loved one, like a dad's home, and mysteriously it gets burned down. So that,
just so you guys know, we're getting some pretty good, strong EMF in here while we're sitting here. It happened consistently since we started.
Yeah, it has been. And those are spirits, I've not heard anything yet, but those are ones that are curious as to what we're doing. And they're just sitting back and watching what we're doing. So they're just curious spirits that are visiting with us tonight.
That makes a good start to the next topic. Now you're saying it's been quiet lately.
It has been.
Because something may be happening that we might...
But like the last 2 weeks, you know, we were here 2 weeks ago. There was something that happened before the show. And I don't know that it's related or not, but I will say ever since we did that show, there have been no activity whatsoever. This place, I've been here 4 years now. And the energy here is like me going to my home. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that is not up the norm.
Right.
A lot of things going on right now. I feel like the spirit guides and ones that have been here, they're out doing work, but they can't tell us what they're doing. or it's so advanced and beyond our understanding that we wouldn't understand if they were to tell us.
Yes, right, exactly. Because life over there, you can't even compare it to here. Who knows?
They work over there, just like we work here.
Mm-hmm.
They have duties and things they have to do. And I know when I receive messages, you know, and I know it's a guide because they'll come in. The conversation is never like 2.5 minutes tops. And as soon as they know that the message is heard and understood, they're gone elsewhere. So
right.
They have other people to, you know, get messages to. By no means do I think I'm the only one that would receive messages, you know, coming from spirit. And they have responsibilities just like anyone else. They're given instructions. You know, we need our lead guys, they have helpers.
Yeah.
So they have helpers that a lot of times will come in and deliver messages.
It reminds me of the movie, one of my favorite movies actually is called What Dreams Become with Robin Williams.
Right.
We talk about they got well, new work and stuff like that as well. And it actually lines up with what you're talking about too. And even years ago, after my grandfather passed, I dreamt. He told me he had to go to work, so I didn't know how much time to talk to me. And this is after he passed. So there's stuff to do in the afterlife. So.
Yeah, all the time. Now, I do believe that, you know, if they sat on the porch and listened to birds, at older, but they could be doing that some where they are now. If they loved to fish, they're probably a pond, fishing hole, putting on line in the water. But there's also assignments that they have to do to help us here.
Right. Now, would you consider that a specialty over there, or is it something everybody over there does?
I think everybody does. I think there's training, there's advancement, because I've asked one before, and I've asked just not to be a new spirit come in. I get different names all the time. And I asked them, are you a spirit guide? And I'll get, like, not yet, or in training.
Did they training specifically?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
You know, that ones would say that. And when I put questions out there, I never know what I'm going to get back, you know? So I'm like, well, they're speaking truth.
Yeah.
You know, because why would you say, you know, make something like that up, that I'm in training or not yet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It makes you wonder, how long is the training process? What did they go through?
I don't know. It's,
did they have to be certain criteria before they could become guides?
I had one that I crossed over 6 months ago, and the very next day, she came back and said she was coming back to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was fast. And then I've had others, it might be 6 months.
Mm.
So, you know, I just take bits and pieces that I receive, put them in the back of my mind, and try to figure things out as I go as far as what they experience over their, you know, time in their work. There is no time.
That's what I was going to say, Earth time.
Right.
And Josh actually is on, you're watching this now, you know, you've talked about him before, he's got a question for you. He wants to know, have you ever accidentally channeled a negative source when asking questions to a spirit?
Not.
That's good.
Yeah. Because I have had a what I call a trickster, and she would say, like, my William Glenn, or, you know, when they come to me at first, now it's like I pick them up before they call my name, and, you know, normally I get William, and this one in particular would say, you know, first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is weird. This is different. And she'd talk about 15 minutes at a time,
mm-hmm.
and which is not normal.
Your, right.
Your guy, I said 2.5-3 minutes tops, and, you know, that's what they do.
To the point.
Right. So I've learned if, you know, a trickster or not. Another part of that question is I don't think I channel them in. It's like when you come to me, I'll be doing, you know, everyday work here at the office,
mm-hmm.
and I'll hear one call my name. Now, I have called in my spirit guides from time to time, and they've come in just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, astonished because I didn't know if I was able to do that or not. But, you know, that... I don't call in one because I don't know what I'm going to get. If I were to call one in, it's definitely going to be one of my higher guides.
Okay. And William also says, if I have multiple guides, different levels, like there could be leads, you know, or higher supervisor level guides, lower level training levels. We have a lot of those.
You know, I've read books, and I advise ones that are interested in this subject. You know, don't try to reinvent the wheel. There's others that have gone through this before. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of good authors, good mediums out there
mm-hmm.
that have been through this. And there are a lot of good, you know, good information that they share. I think the better psychics are the ones that are open to sharing with others and helping them to develop.
Not the ones that are charging me money per hour or over the phone.
Right.
Those things.
Right. You know, ones that are open to crossing spirits over, helping people get a spirit out of the home or answering questions. You know, those are the ones to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And that will be beneficial to you.
Well, I know you're also saying it could be quiet because they're busy on the other side because something could be about to happen, something big.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of it is, you know, there's more of it in the spirit world. You know, there's the fighting with the angel demons there.
Mm-hmm.
And could be things that are happening here in respect to us, and they're protecting us. So a lot of times where there's this lull in spirit activity or communication, I will say, that I can think, well, they're on assignment. You know, there's always ones around them. There's always going to be a helper guide, someone there looking out for us.
Mm-hmm.
But when the main ones are not around, you can bet they're out doing something on our behalf, trying to make or turn a negative into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that is going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, because I know a couple of weeks ago I got the dates, the 9th through the 12th. I know that's a range. You know, something might be happening during that time. Most recently, I've gotten the dates September the 20th through the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently in a dream, I've gotten 22 to 26. So I'm really thinking, you know, if I were to narrow it down to the dates I've been given, I'm looking for something to possibly happen the 22nd through the 26th. Now, that being said, a lot of times, ones in spirit will fix whatever the issue is, and what they said might happen won't necessarily happen.
But it was fixed beforehand.
Right. Because a lot of times I get asked, well, you said this was going to happen on this day. I said, this is what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And ones in spirit are doing work on our behalf to change or fix or correct whatever that is to keep it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just giving me advance warning in case they're not able to do what they're setting out to do.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they come through for us, and maybe what I was told upcoming, okay, maybe it won't happen or be something really good.
Yeah.
We just don't know. And when we don't know, it's like we're in wait-and-see mode. Let's wait, because there's nothing we can do about it one way or the other.
That's for sure.
You know, it is nice to have information ahead of time, and I appreciate that. And, you know, when I get information like that, I like to put it out on my social media and, you know, in different groups.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on True Seeker.
Yeah.
Of the unknown, and, you know, share it with our, you know, members that are there just to provide information.
Yeah.
And when I do that, it's not scary. By it's this could happen. Doesn't mean it will happen.
Good.
But yeah.
Now, as far as, I don't want to say fortune telling, but like, what was your thoughts on Nostradamus being? You know, do you think he's legitimate soothsayer or fortune teller?
You know, there's ones like, I think they received messages,
mm-hmm,
that came to them. I think everyone, if you pay attention and listen, a lot of it is we're so busy we don't pay attention nowadays.
Right.
And maybe we miss signs. Maybe we, you know, spirits or past loved ones are trying to communicate with us, and we miss their signs or we don't hear them. I think different ones were given information, and I believe, you know, he was one of, I know, the guy, shoot, the name is slipping me right now, Edgar Cayce.
The Sleeping Prophet.
Yeah, the Sleeping Prophet. And he would receive messages through dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think different people receive messages different ways. I know myself that with this lack of communication, my dreams have been more vivid at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dates I gave you, 22nd and 26th, those numbers, not necessarily a calendar with dates, but those numbers came to me in a dream, and they had significance to them. So I take that and I look at the whole picture and try to piece it together to where, okay, it makes sense. And then I feel like there's times like if I'm on something, they'll let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm right on what I'm picking up, there's no need for them to say anything. I don't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, okay, I'm on the right track here. Or they would do something and let me know that what's not.
It actually makes sense because, for example, somebody who loses their sight, you know, their hearing improves. So in your case, with your abilities, if you're not getting anything physically verbal, you may instead get more vivid dreams to compensate for it.
Yeah, I think there's different ways that I think part of the communication issues that I'm having right now is the frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is changing. The alignment of the planets,
mm-hmm,
has something to do with it. The frequencies are different. They're not able to. So what they do, they're very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they try to find ways to communicate that are not what we're used to.
Yeah.
Like if I cannot hear them and they're trying to communicate, they're going to find a way, either it's through dreams, it's through a different sound. It could be a bird shows up,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Symbolism.
Right, a sign, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their way of trying to relay something to us communicate with us, let us know they're still there, even though we can't pick them up like we could 2 weeks ago.
You talk about the frequencies changing. Like me and myself and a bunch of others, we just feel something's off.
Yes.
Like I've always had this theory that the veil between realities are starting to thin, and eventually maybe just disappear. You ever heard anything like that?
Yeah, it's something going on all around the world right now. A lot of people that I have talked to, because it's not just happening here. What's happening here is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And different ones around the world are concerned because a lot of them have been doing this for a lot longer than I have. You know, 30, 40 years, I'm in year 5 here. And they know something is off. And they're hard at work trying to see what they can figure out. So that I know more, I'll relay it. Right now, I don't. And there's ones that are, you know, tracking this, but have been doing this 30, 40 years. And it's all, seems to be all new to them. I think amazing time that to be alive and to be in this lifetime,
yeah,
that we're experiencing things that no one has ever experienced before.
As we said, the out there is merging with the here and now more than ever, which is kind of...
Yeah, I think so. I think the world is coming together. I think a lot recently, you know, I know something's going on because I feel like a lot of spirit souls here have crossed over. They're not here like they once were.
You mean like people who are trapped or just in general? Or?
Just in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes you wonder, is it going to be like a apocalyptic level, like where the new Earth's being created, you know, the old Earth's being destroyed? And...
That could be a possibility. We don't know. But I think it's very interesting. I think more and more people, I know like your show, people are turning in, very interested in what's going on.
Yeah.
They have had experience themselves, or they know someone who has had experiences. And people are searching for answers.
Yeah, and myself included.
And I really believe that the more things start happening, the more people are going to be reaching out and really want answers, and they're looking for truth.
The truth. That's what it's all about. Like me, I'm not psychic per se, but I guess you call it sensitive.
Yeah.
I just know things somehow or feel things.
Right.
I've always felt that the end of the world will happen in my lifetime. I strongly do believe that. So. Okay.
We all have psychic abilities. We all do. Some people choose to delve into it.
Yeah.
And search that out. Some people choose not to. And that's fine, you know. Everyone is different.
Different levels.
Right. Uh-huh.
Like you're saying, some people could be good at one thing and not another, but we need to combine it, the whole puzzle into one big piece, and share the gifts as a whole.
Right.
Get the bigger picture. Like me, being an empath and a sensitive, can do certain things that maybe you couldn't, for example, and you can do things, of course, that I can't.
Everyone is different in that regard. I think that's a great thing. Because I feel like we learn from each other.
Yeah.
Our existence here is all about love and learning, to love one another and to take in this lifetime. That's why we're here, because we couldn't get this, in the spirit world. And we take it back with us. And another point is that we don't remember things from past lives when we come here. And that's because we don't get confused what we've learned before and what we've learned in this lifetime.
I've also heard that, too, from Dolores Cannon, who's really good, that we don't bring over the memories because what would be the point of that? We'd already know all the answers.
Right.
You know, like reincarnation and all of that, that's a whole different subject of mine, but it all fascinates me, living more than one life, you know. There's so much out there we can't even comprehend or even touch on.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of, I know I mentioned this last time we met, but a lot of times I'll talk to ones in spirit and ask them a question or, you know, where y'all been or what's going on, and I get the answer you wouldn't understand.
That fascinates me.
You know, I figure, okay, I'm not supposed to know. If they were to tell me, I wouldn't understand if they told me anyway, so I just let it be. And I feel like when we're supposed to know, they'll tell us. We'll know.
It's like, I don't want to get into the religious concept, but like with Christianity, according to that, we only live one life, and that's it. There's no reincarnation. But to me, that doesn't make much sense, but I mean, I won't know until I know, but you got any thoughts on that?
No, but I think there's a lot of things that are in the Bible, and I, you know, like to steer away from things, but I won't go into this, where I feel like, you know, reincarnation is mentioned. A lot of people like to overlook it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people that have interpreted the Bible or have done it to fit their agenda.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't mean that bad, but I just knowing what I know, I know all this is possible. I know it's happened. I know what I have personally experienced.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I, going back to reading books, you know, I've read what others have said and what they've experienced. So it's not just, you know, I'm not one to, you know, oh, they said this, well, it must be true.
Right.
Or you look something up on Google, oh, it must be true.
Right.
I don't play that game. I don't do that. I take my own experiences mm-hmm. and relate it to what I believe. And
that's the ultimate key is yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, you know, it sort of makes sense. I've heard that, you know, we come back, families stay together. You know, family in one lifetime, you know, but usually they come back.
What again. A true soulmate is family, not so much a lover.
Right.
So if you've got, you know, friends in this lifetime, one of us may have been friends in another lifetime, too.
Yeah.
And we've probably been friends in other lifetimes before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we cross paths with people, and we're like, I know that person.
Mm-hmm.
Never met them in this lifetime. Somehow, some way, I have a connection with that person.
Mm-hmm. On a soul level.
And we can't pinpoint it, but I believe it goes back to we know that person from previous life. And then I also can say I've been told by spirit that what we call the old home place within my family, built back in 1850, it was a, you know, two and a half, three-story home during the Civil War period. And I've crossed one over from that time. And some have come back as spirit guides, and they told me they knew me from back then. I lived in that house. Not in this lifetime.
That is interesting.
In a previous life, I'm like, wow. But, you know, that is just so interesting, and it makes you want to, you know, myself, I want to follow up on that. I want to delve into it, learn more, hear from others what their experiences are, and then make my conclusions based on all the evidence.
There's so many questions. All right, so I'm going to give these guys an option. First, our stream goes. We got 5 minutes left.
Okay.
YouTube can go on as long as we want to. Do you guys want us to keep on talking, or do you want to wrap up everything at once?
That's up to you. I'm glad.
You guys want to hear some more beyond what the show has, or you guys okay with us wrapping up here in a few minutes? Let us know. In the meantime, I want to get all I can out of you here. Like some of the questions, for example, like when you die here, do you go to the spirit world? Do you just appear there, or do you already have a body that exists there waiting for you?
Well, I've, again, read this having experienced this, we have a window once we pass. A lot of people will, or a lot of souls will stay and to, for their memorial or funeral.
Right.
And then at, they have certain time that they have that window to cross over. If you miss that window, then you have to rely on a medium like myself. You can go to a church or go, I've heard, go to a cemetery. And there's portals there that you can go into and make that journey and cross over.
Are they always open or do they just activate when you get there? Is there anything special on that?
I don't know. I'm not definite on that. I do know that, you know, when one comes to me, I say a brief prayer on behalf of the soul that is about to cross.
Mm-hmm.
I ask Father God to accept their child into his kingdom at this time and to help create the white light. I envision that white light,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a vacuum, you know, a vacuum tunnel,
mm-hmm.
that one will enter. And when they do that, they're greeted by their spirit guides, loved ones from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Our animals, pets will greet us as well. We'll see familiar faces.
Yeah.
So it's a great time.
Yeah, what I'm going to do now is get ready to wrap up the show here at least. And then the YouTube is still going up. I just want to do a consistent ending with the
okay.
live show here. For you guys listening here on the Blog Talk Radio, we're going to wrap up here. If you're watching through the live YouTube, we're going to go a little bit further out. Once again, I want to thank William here for joining me, being on the show here. Definitely going to be more shows in the future as
yeah,
well.
Definitely.
Lots to talk about. And coming up next week on Tuesday, I'll be with my buddy Josh again. We're going to dive in deeper with the same subject matter. But we're going to be talking about the Great Flood and how the Anunnaki were involved. After that, I don't have any official shows set up yet, but as I do, I'll be putting them on the Facebook page, which is Paranormal Truth Seekers of the Unknown. But do you have any groups you want to shout out to?
Thank you all, you know, everyone that has tuned in and listening to the podcast this evening. And I hope you have enjoyed the show, and I just wish blessings to all.
Great way to end it. So keep an eye out for the next upcoming announcement for the next shows. I'm going to wrap up here. Like I said, we'll still be on live on YouTube. For now, you guys have a great rest of your night, and thanks for tuning in.